This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,492. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
You are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clock, drinking the dog.
All right, here we go. George Mann is in trouble after sending a road flare through the vacuum tube and into his bank. Meanwhile, a Florida woman gets upset and throws a hot plate of chicken in her boyfriend's face named Frank. We stay in Florida where two brothers fighting over chicken sees one with a knife in his leg. TripAdvisor review slams area for its natural beauty and lack of McMuffins with egg. And a Florida man wakes up at 4:30 to an alligator ringing his doorbell. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, it's no secret, but everyone has to eat, which is why it's so convenient that everyone likes food. Now, we don't all like the same food, but we like food. For example, I hate salads. And not just because a Montana woman suffered months of stomach pain before pooping out a, quote, pile of dead worms as a result of eating prepackaged salad. That doesn't help, but I just don't like the taste. I do enjoy a good burrito, though. And so did American track and field star Shelby Houlihan, at least until she tested positive for steroids. Now, according to Houlihan, she didn't dope herself. Oh, no. The positive results were the result of eating a, quote, tainted pork burrito. Who knew? Maybe it's just Mexican food. I say this because minor league baseball team, the Fresno Grizzlies, are currently being sued by a family of a man who died during a team-sponsored taco-eating contest. The competition was to see who could eat the most tacos in a certain amount of time. Well, he ended up choking on one of those tacos, and we don't know how many tacos he ate before choking to death on a taco. Or maybe it's not Mexican food. Maybe it's baseball itself. Last Saturday, Detroit Tigers relief pitcher Bo Burrows, he was on the mound in the fifth inning when he unexpectedly started puking all over the pitcher's mound. He was pulled from the game and demoted. And sometimes you don't even need to eat food for food to do you wrong. A woman in England, she's in the process of making pasta and Alfredo sauce. Fairly simple process, but somehow She set herself on fire and suffered third-degree burns, over 20% of her body. I mean, this is the thing with food. You got to cook it or you got to buy it, and sometimes it's a surprise. So it could be food poisoning. It could be the fire you set. It could be the burns you received. It could be diarrhea. It could be choking. But today, we want to know, when did food do you dirty?
Be part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Hello. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home with Charles, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,492. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. A guaranteed future repeat.
Woo!
Once again, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree. It's up to us to determine out of these three stories which one actually sucks the least. Mm-hmm. So, how brutal are the stories today on Who Sucks Less?
You know, in a sense, they're brutal, but they're just part of the regular news cycle now. I'll give you one hint. Fast food.
It's all about fast food.
Okay, bye. That's all you need to know.
I have a pretty good idea where that's going.
But it's hard to figure out who sucks the least because they're all kind of the same.
Smoothies, huh?
Ironically enough, we're going to talk food today on our question, when did food do you dirty? There's all kinds of different ways that food can do you dirty, from getting food poisoning to choking on something to cutting your hand in the kitchen, making dinner, you name it. There's a million different ways where, you know, you don't even think about it, but food can do you dirty. And here's a weird one. We start with a story out of Oregon. Olympic track and field star Shelby Houlihan. She holds the American record for the 1500 and the 5000 meters. And it looks like, well, she's not going to be showing up until Tokyo this summer. She got slapped with a four-year ban.
Damn.
After testing positive. And I believe that that will keep her out of the next Olympics.
Yeah, because we're 3 years away from those.
We are. Because we had to postpone the ones last year in Tokyo because of the pandemic. So it's 1 year behind. But I still think they're going to jump back on schedule.
I suspect she will fight this.
Because they already have those locations. Right. All the way up into the 2030s and stuff. They already know where the Olympics are going to be, so they know the dates. So that keeps her out of the following Olympics as well. She got slapped with that four-year ban after testing positive for the anabolic steroid nandrolone, but says the only thing she did wrong was eat a tainted pork burrito.
Don't order the tainted ones. I know they're cheaper, but avoid that.
In a lengthy Instagram post, Shelby said she'd never even heard of nandrolone, but after Googling it, she learned that certain types of pigs produce high levels of it, and eating pork can produce a false positive. She also said that pig organ meat, also known as offal or offal?
Offal.
Offal. Has the highest levels of nandrolone. And what did Shelby just happen to eat 10 hours before a drug test? A burrito made with that pig from a Mexican food truck. She said officials rushed to judgment and denied her due process, but the U.S. track and field trials kicking off this weekend. There's no way that she's going to be able to do anything about it.
Right.
She's not going to be able to be involved in the Olympics this year.
I mean, in theory, you could go to that food truck, order one of their pork burritos, and then take it to the lab and break it down, but it's up to the Olympic Committee to do that.
Right. And you got to send it to Finland.
Is that really?
Yeah. Basically, that's
they don't it might have just been burrito. The one pig.
Could have been one, but who knows? Or she's doped.
That's a good point.
I mean, you never know.
You come back, and they've got the same burrito, and you get it, but it's, it's a different pig.
Yeah.
It's not all junked up like that, so who has any idea? Now we head to Fresno, California. The son of a California man who choked to death during an amateur taco eating contest at a minor league baseball game is suing the event's organizers for negligence. 18-year-old Marshall Hutchins filed a lawsuit alleging that alleges his father, Dana, was not made aware of the risks and danger involved in an eating competition. 41-year-old died after choking on tacos while competing in the contest during a Grizzlies game in August of 2019. Participants competed to devour as many tacos as possible during a certain amount of time. The suit names the Fresno Sports and Events Center, the owner of the Grizzlies, involved. They said they won't be making any public comments as of yet. Professionals in the sport of competitive eating train and make themselves physically ready to participate, according to Hutchins' attorney. But that is not always present in an amateur eating contest. The conductors of this event should have made the risks known to the competitors and taken steps to protect them. I would have to think that they would need to sign some type of a waiver before they got involved in anything like that, wouldn't you?
I would. And honestly, even with the professional guys, like, I'm kind of surprised that this doesn't happen more often.
Sure. And again, they're professional, just ridiculous as it might sound. And, you know, I'm torn on this because on the one hand, like, your father was an adult. Right? Yes. And you understand, like, from childhood, you're told, don't eat too fast, don't stuff your face, etc. Right? We understand the inherent danger. I don't know anything about this lawsuit, but I've never seen anything sponsored by any corporate anything that involves that you don't sign a waiver in advance.
Exactly.
You know, just one of those, like, I went skydiving, right? Now, I'm not a professional skydiver, and I understood the inherent risk of jumping out of a goddamn plane, but you still signed a waiver. Like,
sure.
Hey, the chute doesn't open,
something
you smash into the ground.
Absolutely.
Whatever the hell happened, it's like, it's fine. And again, I understand it sucks to lose a family member, but it's like, it's a taco eating contest, and this man was a full grown adult when he chose to do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just choke. Ted, your mom was choking on the garlic knot. Right. Now, you were there. You got it out of her. But the point is, I mean, did you go to the manager and say, hey, on your menu, you need to. Right? It's just. It's
not a choking warning on the garlic.
Sometimes things happen. You know,
but you've been around more choking people than anyone I know, I think. How many times have you been around someone who was choking?
At least twice,
if it's in a restaurant or someplace, right?
Yeah. I mean, I choked on an oyster.
That right.
Yeah.
Did they have the warning?
No. Well,
right.
You should be smart enough. If it's too big, you can't swallow it.
Sure. Sure.
That's why I hate taking pills.
Right, exactly.
You don't like to swallow bigger things.
Well, no, I don't know what it is. I just can't.
You have the gag reflex.
All right,
right?
Yeah.
But that's also inherently why nature gave us teeth. I also think to grind things up.
I mean, literally, I have a pill cutter because sometimes, whether it's allergy medicine or something the doctor gives you, they're big pills.
Yeah, doctors give you pills that are bigger than like any other pill that you buy over the counter. Mm-hmm. You know, a doctor will give you a pill and it's like, well, there's only five pills. And you look at it and you're like, these things are the size of my pinky. Like, well, my God.
I also know for a fact that guy was choking on a taco. That had to be a soft taco.
There's no way. No, that's hard shell.
You think he choked on a hard shell?
It was hard shell.
I'm thinking it's like a piece of hard shell just right there.
I'm thinking a flour tortilla.
Me too.
It gets gummy, stuck in your throat.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
You ever had that one where it's like, hey, you've had a few beverages and you're kind of scarfing something down and you take that swallow and it's like,
everything stops dead in your throat.
I hope that goes all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's that real slow kind of.
Right. I told you. I mean, that's a giant fear I have.
It's choking.
It's choking to death.
But just because when you live alone, like.
Right.
There's only so many options.
Right. It's tough to give yourself the Heimlich, too.
Yeah, you got
to
do it on a chair.
So what do? You sit in the chair.
You lean over the back of a chair, and you stick the...
So the chair's in front of me, I lean over the back.
You put it in your stomach, and you lean over the top of it.
I thought about this.
Right, you have to. I mean, honest to God, that's why I don't buy peanut butter anymore. I mean, peanut butter was a staple in my home for years. And now I can't buy peanut butter. It's one of those things where it will kill me. It'll kill me in the middle of the night. I know how I am. I sleepwalk. I'll get up. And it won't even be a spoon. I'll stick my finger down in there. I'll take a big thing out of it, and I'll go look for something to drink. There won't be anything. By the time I'll be on the floor.
Yeah, it's like that wall of peanut butter, and you got to hope that little trickle of milk gets through.
Sure. The wall of peanut butter. By the way, somebody here says, look, waivers can only go so far. They can't actually waive legal protections.
Okay. All right. We head to Florida. Florida woman is facing a domestic battery charge after allegedly pelting her boyfriend in the face and chest with a plate of hot chicken. Investigators charged that Jennifer Booth, who was 43, struck the 56-year-old victim with a chicken while the couple was eating last Wednesday night on their porch in lovely Bradenton, Florida. Booth's companion, who cooked the chicken, was not injured by the poultry. He told police that Booth became violent during an argument and picked up the plate of chicken and threw it in my face. After the man called 911, Booth was arrested and booked into the Manatee County Jail on a misdemeanor rap. She was released Friday, $500 bond. Booth, who works at a hospital, she has three prior arrests, most recently domestic in 2015, according to a report. And she's got a couple of those. And that also identifies the same person involved in that incident as well.
Did you read the story? This was today. A woman, I don't know if it was her intent to kill her husband, but she ended up killing her husband. They were arguing about whatever. And she dumped basically hot simple syrup over him. She was boiling water and sugar, right? So it's sticky, it's adhesive. Again, I don't know what the issue was, but she took this whole pot, did not hit him with the pot, just dumped this scalding hot sugar water combo on top of him. This stuff like crystallized on his ass. And I want to say he died like 5 days later at the hospital.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was today I read. I'm like, holy good God, man.
So our question today, when did food do you dirty? 206-421-ROCK.
A couple of comments from the texters here. It says, food did me dirty when my daughter and I went to a Brazilian steakhouse in Seattle. I was not prepared for that $174 bill. My daughter walked out saying,
$174
I'll
bill.
Be outside. Someone else says, I ate a container of cottage cheese just a couple days past its pull date in high school. I've been lactose intolerant ever since.
Yeah, I love cottage cheese, but like
anything with dairy.
Right.
Like a month ago or something, I came in here and I told Mike, like, we were leaving work and I was like, I got some chicken salad left over. I'm fired up about it. Like, I opened it, it smelled a little funny, and I took, like, one little bite, and it's like, nah.
Nope.
Throw it away.
Don't do it. I was telling Steve the other day, we were talking about food poisoning for whatever reason, because on Sunday night, I did that dumb thing where I got mussels, but I'm pretty sure that I ate a mussel that I kind of had to pry open a little bit.
Don't do that, man.
And just so you know,
if it's not open, do not eat that mussel.
Any type of shellfish, whether it's a clam, whether it's a mussel, whatever, if it's not completely open,
don't do it.
Don't go for it. And you know the same thing with a shrimp. You'll know right away when you bite into a bad shrimp. You got to spit that thing out right away, man. It'll mess you up. So I said, man, I don't remember the last time that I had food poisoning where I felt that bad.
The mushroom.
And then you brought up the mushroom. Then I thought, well, wait a minute. Not too long ago, I got one of those pre-packaged macaroni salads.
All right.
You know, yeah. They're kind of like by where you would, they're near the deli, but they're not the deli stuff. They are the ones that come from a company, and they got a lid on them, and they got the plastic film underneath.
Sure.
You rip it off, and the sell-by date was 2 weeks, but I'd had it in the refrigerator for about a month. But the sell-by date was still, I hadn't reached it. It was still a week away.
Okay.
So I
That's already suspicious when you have dairy and it's like, wow, well, you got a good month.
I woke up.
Must have been the expensive stuff.
And this is like, you know, like Signature Select or something. You know what I mean? Like the Kroger brand.
They hand it to you free when you check out.
It's right beside the same exact container of potato salad. And they have it, you know, yellow or German or whatever. So I open this thing and I take a few bites and I realize it doesn't taste right. But then again, it's like midnight. I'm like, whatever. In the middle of the night, I'm like, oh, God. I get up and I just start throwing up. I mean, everywhere. Threw up everywhere. All this macaroni salad.
Just as a general rule, at least for me, if anything dairy even seems suspicious, I want nothing to do with it.
Right.
Because dairy, much like seafood, it seems like if it's going to poison you, it's a lot different than anything else, man.
I read an article today, back to the mushroom, that a lot of with the farmers markets and things like that, a lot of different states are implementing new rules. Like, for an example, in Michigan and in New Hampshire and Vermont, you can go out and forage mushrooms. You can eat them. But if you want to sell them at a market or anything like that,
it's different.
You have to go get a license.
Sure.
You have to take a class that you can identify mushrooms in your specific area, depending on the state, and that you don't accidentally sell a mushroom to someone that is a poison mushroom.
Yeah.
So I'm reading, like, I mean, you think about this stuff. You can buy a car, take two tests, and you're out on the road.
That's
you take the written, and you're taking the driving test, right? That doesn't take like the 2 months that it takes to be able to pass and get a license to sell mushrooms at a farmer's market.
Sure.
Because it can kill you. You know what I mean? It's like that's...
But I like how they do it. Like, look, man, you can pick your own mushrooms. You can eat your own mushrooms. But again, if you're going to have exchange of money, you can't accidentally kill people.
And the mushroom that I got at the grocery store, it was in the package. It just had an interesting color pattern to it.
Again, it's a fungus that looks interesting compared to its cousins.
It had a little bit of red in it. It had a little bit of blue in it. You know what I mean? It was a different looking mushroom, but it still looked... It looked like a really good mushroom, you know?
You know what? Your ancestry is probably like dyed like, hey... We all know what frogs look like, and most of us associate it with green. Mm-hmm. And some ancestor Miles came back like, look at this one. It's blue and slimy and red, and then that guy dropped dead.
So I'm sitting on the couch watching television,
And at this point, I looked at my wife and I'm like, hey, man, I don't feel good at all. And the sweat is pouring down my face. And I'm like, oh, man, I'll be right back. Because I wasn't even sure what was going on. You know, I mean, I had no idea what was going on. So I go in the bathroom, I sit down, and the next thing I know, I wake up and I've got my pants around my ankles and there are four firemen in my bathroom. And I am...
I hope she called him.
I'm on the floor. Turns out I'd also crashed into the sink, broke a couple ribs or whatever I did.
Right.
Cracked a couple ribs. Messed my head up. You know what I mean? Like, I do not know what happened.
I do. And I don't feel bad for you. Because, again, I have a package of mushrooms.
Right?
Every mushroom looks exactly like every other mushroom except that one.
Exactly.
And then you even said at the point that you actually made dinner and now you're actually consuming them,
mm-hmm.
that it ended up on your plate. It still looked a little hinky.
Well,
and you still said, to hell with it.
So
I'm going to eat this weird-looking mushroom.
So I told you what happened, man. So the two ambulance guys get there, and they're like, do you need any help? And I'm like, no, I can walk out. I definitely could. At that point in time, I was like, all right. I'd thrown up. I'd shot everything out the backside. It was all taken. I'm like, I need to go and find out what the hell's wrong with me, though, because I wasn't sure that it was actually food poisoning at that point. I didn't know what happened, because I woke up on the kitchen floor.
Man.
Nothing. Well...
I mean, you don't need goddamn Columbo to piece this together.
I know, but I'm in a haze.
More question. Did you eat a mushroom that was multiple colors?
Yeah, I thought, man, did I pass out for whatever other reason? Do I have, like, I don't know, like a blood problem? Do I have a breathing problem? You know what I mean? I just didn't know. It took me a while to put it together. So, turns out, it's definitely food poisoning.
What's the mushroom, man?
But dude, I'm like, oh, God. So
you got 20 dogs you can adopt.
Yeah.
The one that's foaming at the mouth and mm-hmm. scratching itself is the one you adopt.
So, I get in the gurney, and I'm laying in the ambulance, and they're getting ready to pull out. And the guy's like, are you okay, man? And I said, yeah, man. I said, I think I'm okay. He's like, did you have anything to drink tonight? I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, do you have any drugs? I was like, no, I didn't have any drugs. No hard drugs. Smoke some weed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Not like one caveat.
Right. Exactly. What do you consider drugs, brother? So they face me, like I was saying yesterday, they face you the wrong way out the back of the ambulance. So you're looking, and I'm already still nauseous. And I'm like, oh, God. I'm laying there, and I'm like, hey, man, you don't happen to have like a little bag in here that in case I need to throw up. It's like, yeah, I do, actually. So he goes and he gives me the bag, and I'm holding the bag, and I open it up, and it's very similar to like an airline puke bag.
Sure.
There's only a few places in life where those pop up.
Yeah, back of an ambulance for sure.
Exactly.
A flight.
Airplane. I mean, that's...
Where else?
Maybe a boat, because if you would get
maybe,
seasick.
Yeah, okay.
But either way, it's something that's moving. So I'm holding this bag, and I get the thing open, and I'm kind of leaning over on one side. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, dude, I might throw up in here. So he's like, man, don't worry about it. You're okay. You're all right, man. So I was like, okay. So I start going down the road. He's like, how you feeling? I'm like, I'm feeling okay. He's like, I just want you to know, man, I had a blast at Red Fest. And I'm like, oh, thanks, man.
Right.
You know, here's the guy just crapped himself and threw up all over himself in his bathroom. I'm glad you had a great time.
Can I get a quick picture, man?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure.
Picture straight up for a couple of Valium.
What happened?
Oh, yeah.
Give me something.
Try to relax angle. Here.
It was a damn mushroom, man.
Yes!
And that mushroom cost me $8,000.
You pointed out on two separate occasions in one night that mushroom sent up every red flag, like, whatever you do, don't eat me. And you decided, you know what? I'm going to eat that mushroom.
I could go buy a used, nice Hyundai, good car, you know what I mean, with low mileage on it, probably for, like, I could buy a Sentra, Nissan Sentra, for about $8,000, a few years old, right? I spent it on an ambulance ride.
No, you spent it on a mushroom. You spent that on a mushroom.
I could have bought a car.
The ambulance ride was included in the price of the mushroom.
When did food do you dirty? 206-421-ROCK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW.
The men's room is in progress.
Our question, when did food do you dirty? 206-421-ROCK.
Miles, this comment is for you. Just says, in the early 90s, there was a house down the street from ours that the entire family died after serving bad mushrooms for dinner.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow. Food for thought. Food for thought. Hello, Russell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, fan. Thanks for having me on.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. So my story is 10 years ago. I dated this Korean girl, and every time we would go have dentai fun, I'd always crap my pants the next day. And so long story short, the next day is the next day, and we went out to Korean barbecue, and we were eating, and I farted. I was like, oh, no. Crap. And so I went to the bathroom. I didn't tell her. I'm like, well, you know, I did.
Hey, man, your phone's breaking up. Did you poop in your pants?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, we got you now.
Yeah. So I went to the bathroom and threw away my boxers and made like a toilet paper diaper, then went back and finished my meal and didn't tell her.
So you slipped on the fart.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, if this happened every time you ate it, I mean, couldn't you say to her, like, baby, I love you, and the food's good, it's not that, but every time I eat it, I got to throw away a pair of underwear.
Yeah, I did it 3 times, and this is the second time, I think, and then we were out to Korean barbecue the next night when it happened.
Yeah, and you don't want to leave Korean barbecue. You know, like, I'd fight through just about anything to sit there and eat that. That's a fact.
It's good, but look, man, anything that makes me actually crap my pants. Like, I mean, if I drink milk, I'm going to fart a lot, my stomach's going to hurt, and I'm going to poop a lot. But if it was so uncontrollable that we're sitting here in the air, like, I'll poop my pants again. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I'm done with milk.
And you really, really got to like something to fight through something like that.
That's why, like,
milkshakes. Spicy food, people just always, in the backside. You know what I mean? There's all kinds of things that
you drink the milkshake, it's like, I know exactly what's going to happen to me when I drink this milkshake. The problem is, I really, really like milkshakes. So for that, it is absolutely worth it. The one I always forget is, like, Alfredo sauce. Right, I enjoy Alfredo, and in spite of the fact that it is made of cream and it looks like cream when it's sitting on your plate, I never equate it because I'm not drinking it. You know what I mean? So I never equate it to it's going to cause me problems. And there's something about Alfredo sauce. I mean, that's heavy whipping cream, and within 10 minutes, I'm like, I have made a mistake. Including even like coffee creamer. Right? I'm at home. We were out of milk, but we had heavy whipping cream sitting in the fridge. I'm like, yeah, just like a dab of that in the coffee. Dude, I barely made it to work that day. I mean, I drank this cup of coffee, and I'm like, I will be on the toilet for the next 20 minutes.
I know for a fact if I drink orange juice. I love orange juice. I don't know why. I just love it. But I know
it's
for
delicious.
Yeah, but it gives me heartburn. I mean, the worst heartburn
well,
ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's citric acid, man.
I know that. But, I mean, it tears me up, but it doesn't stop me from, like, I don't even have any Tums on me. I'll still be like, all right, I'm going to drink that orange
juice. But you do it anyway, right?
And then I'll just absolute frustrated. I go, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
When did food do you dirty? 206-421-ROCK.
I'm the same way. At some point this summer, I don't drink it often, but I'll be like, screw it. I'm having a lemonade.
I know.
Man, and then I'll
does
pay
the same
for
thing
it.
To you.
Yeah.
Grapefruit juice is the worst on them.
Yeah, but grapefruit juice is easy to avoid because it tastes like garbage.
God,
I don't think I've ever had grapefruit juice when there wasn't liquor involved.
Right. Yeah, it's that's a tough sell for me, man. Because the problem is it tastes like grapefruit, which is also a nightmare. Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
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 So a couple years back, I had what's called a TIA, transient ischemic attack. It's a stroke. And doctors went through and were trying to figure out why. My heart was fine. My head was fine. Turns out my food was poisoning my autoimmune system and it caused a stroke.
Gee, what food were you eating?
Wheat.
Oh, you got celiac disease.
Oh. So, essentially, yeah.
Does that mean can you eat only white bread now?
Oh, I can't eat any bread.
So what type of wheat were you eating?
Well, at the time I was eating regular food, but I didn't know it. And that's once I found out that it was caused by food, I stopped eating it.
Okay.
But food that you've cut out?
My husband's Hispanic, and so we ate a lot of tortillas. And so now I don't eat flour tortillas anymore.
You can't eat white flour tortillas or corn? That all contains wheat?
I can have corn. Okay. I eat a lot of corn tortillas now.
Okay. Just knowing more of the... And you said you had a stroke? I mean, is that the norm for that?
No. It was just my system caused a bunch of autoimmune issues, so it was poisoning my blood, essentially.
Okay. Right, here's my question, and I don't want you to have a stroke, but what does it feel like when you're actually having a stroke? Are you aware that something's going wrong or what?
Actually, it was blurred vision, numbness in my face and my arm, and I was trying to talk,
and
instead of saying a bowl of cereal, it was coming out monkeys in circus.
That happened to me actually on a plane. We were leaving England, and the last thing I did, it was a breakfast sandwich from a Burger King in York or London, I don't remember, but it was the same thing. I just got a severe headache. We hadn't taken off yet. I mean, like a bad, bad headache. Couldn't explain it. But the same thing. My words, I could say words, just none of the words I was saying had any context of what I'm thinking. Right? So if I said, man, oh, man, I have a headache, it's kind of like, I see butts and chili. Mm-hmm. Right? And you realize what you said. You're like, no, that's not what I meant. And then you would just say something else inane. Then the pain got severe. Then I started throwing up. I was throwing up as the plane was landing in Iceland. That's where the layover was. And the flight attendants were the plane, it's a deep descent because it's a tiny airport. And it's like going in slow motion because they're telling me to sit down, but I didn't feel like puking, say, I don't know, on everybody. So when the plane landed, I was physically in the bathroom, and I remember my forehead smashing off of the bowl, then hitting the sink. Puke was everywhere. And by the time we landed, like came to a stop and they opened the door, I'm covered in puke, the bathroom's covered in puke, and they kind of understood that something had gone wrong. That's terrifying, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't...
But again, it was in the morning. It wasn't like you were drinking or anything.
Oh, no, it was nothing like that.
So it wasn't, like they didn't suspect that you were, you know what I mean, just out of it. I mean, they did recognize that it was a medical emergency, right?
No, I think they thought that I was drinking or something. I just know for a fact that I wasn't. But when we got to the airport I basically get off the plane, and they had alerted medical staff that, a passenger was having a problem. I'm that guy. And I remember this dude, because he looked like Rudolf Hess. He really did, man. Look in your history books. This dude looked like that. He kind of gave me the up and down look. No. They just put me on the next plane. That was it. I'm like, dude, something is going wrong with me. I don't know what it is. But they did not believe me, or they didn't care, or whatever the situation was. But by the time we landed back in Baltimore, it was fine. It was just weird. It was such a severe, horrible reaction to something.
Did you ever go and get checked out after that?
No, I didn't have insurance, man. I was like 24. You're broke. You just roll the dice. But nothing like that's ever happened since. But that was an ugly moment. Ugly, ugly moment.
When in food, do you dirty? 206-421-ROCK.
Here's one that has nothing to do with food poisoning. It says, when I worked at a pizza joint, they had a conveyor belt ovens. So once the pizza gets to the end, they just fall off if you don't take them off the belt. Well, I was trying to save a pizza from falling on the ground, and the pizza ended up landing on my arm. Cheese side down.
Ooh.
Got really bad burns everywhere that the cheese made contact.
Yeah,
it sucks.
And those ovens are so cool. But yeah, I never thought about somebody not getting it off before it falls.
That's why eating a pizza in the place is the best way to go, because it's hot and piping fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Burns your tongue.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, sounds so good. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
And so I was in New Orleans a couple of years back, and I was eating gumbo.
Oh, yeah.
And I bit into what I thought was a shrimp, and I looked at it in my spoon because it tasted kind of weird, and it ended up being a cockroach.
Damn.
I mean, to be fair, it's probably the tastiest cockroach you've ever had. Do you flag down the waiter and say, hey, I'm not trying to complain, but there's a roach in my gumbo?
I ended up just spitting it onto a napkin and running right to the bathroom and wash my mouth out.
Yeah.
And what's that?
Could you see the other half of it? I mean, did you bite it in half or did you bite like the whole thing?
So I bit into it, and then as soon as I tasted it, I knew something was up. It had a real acrid, nasty taste. So
well,
I spit it out on the napkin, and it was still whole. And then ended up running to the bathroom, washed my mouth out. And by the time I came back to the bar where we were sitting, the owner was back behind the counter, and he had already taken the soup away and the cockroach, and he gave me this look like, please don't wreck me with this. He said, man, you can eat and drink anything you want to the end of the shift. And so my friend and I, we took advantage of that and
cool.
ended up watching a Saints game and just drank as much as we could handle. Ate only fried food from there on out.
Yeah,
I was going to ask, would you eat gumbo again, or do you have a little bit of a food PTSD from that?
I'd definitely do the gumbo again, but I'm checking each bite before I go into it.
Well, just from being a kid and smashing every bug you see.
Sure.
And you do. I mean, cockroaches have this mustard middle
mm-hmm.
that's like it's like a cream. And when you kill a cockroach, that is the most intestines and guts and crap of any bug that I've ever. So the one that you would not want to bite into more
Agreed.
Than any other one. It's got to be a cockroach, just because of what's inside of them.
And understand, in New Orleans, cockroaches are a lot bigger.
You know what it looks like? It looks like when you get sea urchin at a sushi restaurant.
Right, right.
It is just this yellow mush that squirts out. I mean, there's so much of it. It's just disgusting.
That is so gross. Have you seen a roach in New Orleans? Pretty much anywhere in the South. Just, if it is humid, everything gets bigger, right? I mean, just every bug. A mosquito there, whatever reason, it's bigger than the ones here, etc. The first time I saw a cockroach, when they make a palmetto bug, in New Orleans, I just could not believe the size. You know it's a roach because they still look like roaches. Mm-hmm. They're just bigger. It's like if you met a human being who was 15 feet tall. Like, no, I can tell it's a human being, but it is abnormally large. That is what those roaches are like. I can't imagine biting into that, man.
And a lot of food is like the texture of something you're expecting.
What do you mean?
Like, when you bite into that cockroach, like, you know right away. You bite into that cockroach.
This is not right.
Right. This is not right. This is not a shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I don't know. Sometimes you'll be eating like cheap, terrible sausage and there's just like a crunch and it's like there's still bone inside
yeah.
of this.
God, I ate something. What was I just eating? Man, it's only the last 3 or 4 days. But I took a bite. It wasn't bone, but it's like that real hard piece of gristle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just bugged me. Like, I've bitten into gristle before, but this felt like gristly even for gristle. I'm like, yeah. I don't
you know me. You do know me. I got a grocery store sandwich. Cruising in the grocery store, had to pick up some stuff in the morning. I'm like, you know what? Grocery store sandwich. Never go wrong
sure.
with a grocery store deli sandwich, right? First bite I take into this thing, my teeth stop. And I'm like, and it was just impenetrable. And I was like, what the hell is that? And so I open up the sandwich, and on the cheese slice itself, there was that piece of like plastic paper.
Oh, yeah,
divide.
Yeah.
Oh, you just didn't take it off?
It was like perfectly on the cheese. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like you couldn't even really. And then I peeled the damn thing off, and I'm like, I'll be damned. And of course, I ate the rest of the sandwich.
That's how you finished the sandwich,
yeah,
right?
I mean, that wasn't the most disgusting.
But wasn't
like
that
you
the
say, you know right away when you bite into
that's
something.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
texture,
too. Like brisket, right? Mm-hmm. I love brisket. Good brisket, like, keep the fat on there. When you
sure.
eat it, it should melt. But I've also had brisket before where you're like, this is just.
It doesn't melt.
Right. And you're just like, oh, God, this is gross.
It's like chewing a condom at that point.
Mm. When did food do you dirty? 206-421-ROCK.
I say that from experience.
I was about to say, how you know that?
Hello, Christy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, guys.
Hola.
So a few years ago, my husband had eaten some leftover Thanksgiving turkey a few days past his prime and had also given it to our 10-pound miniature dachshund. And we woke up in the middle of the night to that god-awful smell of dog crap and found out that he had crapped all over our bed on my husband's pillow and it was down the wall.
How was your dog?
he's fine.
Okay.
He's all right.
How many, what day of the week, so Thanksgiving is Thursday, what day did your husband decide to eat the turkey?
Probably about Wednesday or Thursday the following
Jesus,
week.
Jesus,
oh,
man.
No. To me, by Sunday, like, whatever's left, it's got to go. And that's
the push.
It shouldn't even last that long in the first place. You know what I mean? It should be good. You should send that home with people so they can have some leftovers.
Well, was your husband okay? Did it affect him at all?
A little bit. He made a couple trips to the bathroom, but not like nearly as bad as the dog.
Yeah, I think.
But now he definitely questions.
I think the older you get, the smarter you get on that. I'm still making dumb decisions, but I still think that
it's a week after Thanksgiving. I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, look, everybody hates throwing away those leftovers.
But,
right? But Thanksgiving's on a Thursday. Like,
if you're telling me you're eating it on Wednesday, like, bro, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah.
When did food do you dirty? 206-421-ROCK.
I gotta do it every year. So my mom comes to visit.
What, she just brings a ton of food?
No, she just makes a ton.
Right. Well, everybody makes so much more food than any rational amount of people are going to eat. Like, if you have 20 people coming over, you say, we need a lot of food, but for whatever reason, you get it in your head that you must cook for 40 people, right? It's like, no, just cook for 20. If there's going to be four people, you cook enough for 12.
And if you have an extra breast, freeze it.
Agree.
Freeze it that day.
But there's also, like, this unrational idea that, like, I mean, granted, I've never been at a Thanksgiving where something ran out, but if it did, it's like someone got to flip a table. Like, there's some more stuff in.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's like 800 things to eat. If you run out of this, it's fine.
I just know what the dangerous foods are. They're not always what you think they are. We know, like, about sprouts and stuff.
Sure.
I was reading this whole thing today about white flour and how many people get food poisoning from flour. But the one that I always, one of my favorite things is.
Miles, what kind of flour you use?
King Arthur. Why?
You're just talking about white flour.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like white flour.
I don't like wheat flour, to be honest with you. When she said, I'm allergic to wheat, I was like, lucky. Wheat pasta sucks.
I agree.
You know, wheat pizza sucks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything with wheat bread sucks. You know?
I agree. 100%.
So,
but
the one that I love that I never get, especially when I go down to 7-Eleven, because you always bring up the pumpy cheese stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that cheese.
Really?
Yes, that disgusting-ass melted cheese.
Me too.
It is not melted cheese.
I know it's not cheese. I know, but I still like, I mean, I love dipping my fries in it at Arby's. There's a couple places, Red Robin has that cheese. Anyway, in the can at 7-Eleven, every time I go down there, I'm always thinking about getting the nachos. But there's been so many stories of that can, if it's dented or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't remember what the name of the thing is. But it's like, you don't even stand a chance of living through it.
Well, botulism.
Yeah, I mean.
Generally speaking, the dented cans, that's the big, so. You know, anything in a can, or like if it's dented when you buy it, do not eat it. Just throw it the hell out. It is not worth the risk. It doesn't guarantee you get botulism, but your chances go up exponentially.
And look, we say we love that cheese, but I can't tell you the last time I had nacho cheese.
Well, that's why I'm scared off of it. You know what I mean? Like, because that's normally where it is.
When I was growing up, at like family functions and stuff, there was always a crock pot full of that cheese.
Okay.
I trust that, because it's homemade.
Because it's home.
It's Velveeta, probably.
No, it was coming out of the giant can.
Okay.
We had, like, the little boats. There was always a crock pot of nacho cheese and a crock pot of frozen little meatballs.
It's like, I never want to get it. The only time I see it now, if you go to a live sporting event, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you go to the Mariners game, my wife wants to get nachos, and I'm down with that. The problem is I know she's going to put that stuff on there, and I don't like the taste of it. But beyond that, within 10 minutes, like, when it congeals, It's a different thing altogether.
It's
like,
solid.
I could seal our bathroom with this stuff.
You don't have to refrigerate it.
And that tells me everything I need to know.
Like, yeah. It's on a pump at a 7-Eleven until it's gone. Like, it does not. The store is open 24 hours a day. It's not like, well, we better replace the cheese. No, they wait until it's empty, like you would a ketchup bottle.
You're right. I think the last time I had it, I had to be, like, drunk and been like, I got one of these little cans of the nacho cheese.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this I guess would be a good public service announcement. It says, my wife and I, we decided to be healthy. So we decided to cook a vegetarian casserole with raw kidney beans. Now, me, thinking I was being smart, I decided to skip the part where you cook the beans first, thinking they'd just cook in the oven. Well, later, after eating, we both ended up on the toilet for hours afterwards. We couldn't figure out why my wife and I decided finally to look up kidney beans. And we found that the skin is poisonous. You have to cook the beans before you use them to boil the poison out. Lesson learned, use canned beans or cook them before you use them.
I did not know that. I usually just throw them in my chili.
But you do canned beans,
though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're
saying.
Canned beans are taken care of.
Right. You got the dry stuff. When did food do you dirty? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.